Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom, and now Masachet Kretot Daf Yod Chet Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan, Hayu Lefanav Shtei Chatichot. Continuing in our investigation of the Asham Talui, if you had two pieces before you, again, Achat Shal Shuman V'Achat Shal Chelev. Right, one was Mutar, one was Asur. Ba Yisrael V'Achalta Rishona. So a Jew came and ate the first one. We don't know which one it was. Ba Goy V'Achalta Shniyah, and the Goy ate the second one. Chayav. Right, v'chein kelo v'chein orev. It doesn't matter if a goy ate it, a dog ate it, or a bird ate it. Somehow it disappeared. Shelo be'isur. Then the Jew is chayav asham talui. But ba goy v'achalta rishona. If a non-Jew, or again a bird, doesn't matter, ate the first one, and then ba yisrael v'achalta shniyah, and then the Yisrael ate the second one, patur for Rebbe mechayev. And Rebbe now sounds like the position of Ravasi, who we heard. Now, achalta rishonam b'shogeg v'ashniyam b'mezid. Let's say the first one he was shogeg, and the second one he had intent. Chayav. He's chayav b'asham talui for the shogeg. Harishonam b'mezid v'ashniyam b'shogeg. Patur. If he ate the first one b'mezid, and the second one's b'shogeg, we again have the same situation of one single piece being eaten b'shogeg and b'sofeg, because again, we don't know which is which. Patur, and again, Rabbi Mechayev. Achal shtehen mezid patur miklum. If you ate them both mezid, there's no korban to bring. Shtehen b'shogeg, then shtehen chayavin. And if two different people ate it, they're each chayav to bring an asham talui. Now hasheni lo minadin. The second one really isn't chayav to bring an asham talui. Alashimata omer patur kavata tarishana b'chatat. If you say the second guy is patur, that means by definition you're saying the first guy should bring a chatat because you've determined the second one is not even a safek. The reality is it's not a safek because we need multiple pieces there as we've determined in the previous podcast. Now, Umano, who's the author of this braita? E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, meaning the author of this last statement, minadinu minadinu. You really are obligated to bring an asham talui on each one, minadin. Because Rebbe said, even if there's only one piece, E Rabbanan, mishum lo nipa rishon b'chatat, nemalei l'sheni, hayti chul nazara. But according to the Rabbanan, how can we tell the guy, listen, in order to avoid confusion, bring a korban anyways, that's chul mazora. So I'm Ravashi, Rabbi Eliezer, he, that's authored by Rabbi Eliezer, damar minadev adam asham talui b'chol yom, a person could voluntarily bring an asham talui every day. So we tell him to do the following, ati asham, aiti asham talui v'etni, bring an asham talui, and make a stipulation. Iachal rishon shuman, if the first guy ate the shuman, hu achal chelev, that means I ate chelev, they have a kapara, this korban should be my kapara. If you don't, they have a nedava, if not, it's a nedava, which I'm allowed to bring, corner of Eliezer. Tell you then, achal safek chelev v'nodalo. Now we come into an interesting situation. You ate something, might have been chelev, you then found out that it might have been chelev. Safek chelev v'nodalo, and again, you found that it might have been chelev, and you ate it and then found out. Rabbi Omer, just like if you ate certain chelev and then found out about it, then you'd have to bring a chatat for each one, because there's the idiot mechalkot. So you have to bring an asham talui for each one. That's a fake. Rabbi Lezer, it should be Bereb Shimon Omrim, two colleagues of Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer Shimon, say, Ein mevi elo asham talui echad. There's only one asham talui here. Shenemar al shigingato asher shagag. In the parash of asham talui, you bring one for shigingato asher shagag, meaning afilu al shkagot tarbei. Ein mevi elo chayav alachat. Even if you have multiple shkagot, it's still one korban. Okay, Amar Rabbi Zera. Kan shana Rabbi, it was referring to this, that Rabbi said, yediot safek nechalkot lachataot. And this is a jump. This is a leap from here. Because yidiot safek mechalkot lachataot means that if you are aware of something that happened bis safek, then you have a separate chataot, which means that if at the end of the process you found out they were all really chelev, you'd have to bring multiple chataot also. Now Rav Amar, ein yidiot safek mechalkot lachataot, he disagrees. Halachik tani, this is how you should read it. Kashem she'im aitalu yidiyam v'adayim v'yeh chatat l'kol achat v'chat. If you had sure knowledge in between each one that you had eaten chelev, you did forgot about chelev and then you remembered, so you have to bring one for each one. Kachim aitalu yidiyat safek. Similarly, if you had awareness of the safek, then mevi'a sham talu yakol achat v'achat. But that yidiyat safek will not create separate chataot. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye turns to Rav and says, "Vado tispro yod safek mechalkot lachatot." You don't think that Rav Zera's observation is accurate? Yod safek en mechalkot lachatot. Think about this: if yod safek do not create separate chataot when in the end of the process you find out retrospectively that they were all really really chaylev, chatat achat mevi, and you think you're bringing only one chatat in that case, amai mevi asham talui al kol achat v'achat. Why would you bring an asham talui for each one? In other words, if the yediyah of safek separates them so that if at the end of the process you still didn't solve any of them, you bring an asham talui for each, and that you will agree to according to Rebbe, then certainly you should have the same rule apply that if in between each one you found out you really had violated, it would be multiple chataot. I'm saying if at the end of the process you found out that they were all really chelev, you should bring multiple chataot. Vatanya, what's the rule? Kalosh alavar, kosha chalukin machataot, chalukin mashamot. Chataot and mashamot work in Peshashim Talu, work in parallel. So there are Rachan and Labaye. So here's the response to Abaye. You think they do distinguish or make a separation? Watch this interesting take. Achal kazayit chelev, fnei yom kippur, mi'eda kazayit chelev, thinking chelev was mutter. Before yom kippur. Kazayit chelev achal yom kippur, and then you had one afterwards. V'yom kippur, mokom asham taluikar. Remember, yom kippur is machaper for Asham Talui things also, which means that if, let's say, you ate something that was maybe Chelev, maybe Shuman before Yom Kippur, and you didn't get a chance to bring the Korban, you don't have to bring the Korban after Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, in this case, are you going to bring two Chataot? Because you're going to say it's as if like there's awareness in Yom Kippur? And you ate it in one helmet. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Man le'malandi Yom Kippur mechaper al delo mitiad delay." Who says Yom Kippur affects any kapara for a situation where you didn't find out about it? Dilma v'hud mitiad delay. Maybe you only get kapara if you find out about it. So Amar le Rav, "Hoda v'lo hoda tnan." So what are you talking about? The Mishnah says hoda or v'lo hoda, meaning if you found out about it. So ikadam Amar le Rav machad on Abaye. There's another possible answer to Abaye. Ma ilu achal kazayin chelav shachrib Yom Kippurim kazayin chelav Yom Kippurim. It's another version of the same answer. What would happen if you ate a kazayit in the morning of Yom Kippur and a kazayit in the afternoon? Achinami d'machayv shtei chataot, because you'd say the time in between is a kapara like an asham talui, so it creates a separate yediyah, even though you had no awareness of what was going on. Amar Abaye, Amar le Rav Kippur koshayit machaper. Who says Yom Kippur is machaper every minute? Maybe it's really one long sweep kapara from night. So Amale Rabbi Bar Chanan Tarda. He said that's foolish. Tanya Reshbi Adol Safek Avera Yom Kippur Amfilim Chashicha. Even if you add a Safek Avera right at the end of the day, Patur. Shekol Yom Machaper. Every minute of Yom Kippur is Machaper. Okay. Maybe Ravidi Bar Avin. Watch this challenge. Achal v'shata behelam achat. If you ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one helam, you forgot about Yom Kippur. You forgot it was Usher. You chayv once. Why? Well, the assumption is you must have found out in the middle, meaning they're not found out, but there must have been a second between eating and drinking that's a time in Yom Kippur that's mechaper v'chaper lei in Yom Kippur mekom asham taluikai. Nonetheless, we don't say that they're separate actions and separate chataot. You should be chayv twice. So Amri came Rav Zera, the Rebbe. Rav Zera did not mean his statement about Yediyot Safik Machakot L'Chataot as halacha. He meant that's what Rebbe was saying. Harabbanani, and that statement about eating on Yom Kippur is by Rabbanan. Ha, I mean to say for Rebbe, but the end of that statement about eating and drinking is Rebbe. Diktani Shatat Sir or Moryas Patur. If you eat fish juice or oil, you're Patur. Hachometz Chayav. The implication is if you ate vinegar, you'd be Chayav. Umani Rebihi, that's Rebbe, the Tanya Chometz in Meshivat HaNefesh. Chometz does not restore you, meaning it doesn't give you any sustenance or any restoration, and therefore you're not Chayv in Yom Kippur. Rebbe Omer, Rani Chometz Meshivat HaNefesh. I disagree and say it does. Therefore, Chayv Fridi on Yom Kippur. So that statement must be Rebbe. I'm going to say for Rebbe, Yemesha Nami Rebbe. So the Resha must be Rebbe also, which means Rebbe thinks that if you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, you Chayv twice, now you Chayv once, even though there was that second in between. So Amri, the answer was Sefer Rabbi, Reisha Banan, it is a split right up. Okay, Eitanei Rav, why is this challenge? Achal Yom, Achal Machar, Nene Yom, Nene Machar, Achal Yom, Nene Machar, Nene Yom, Achal Machar. Alright, so this is now talking about Mi'ila. So if you ate some today and you ate some tomorrow, you got Hanoah today, Hanoah tomorrow, or mix them up together. I feel kind of shalosh shanim. Even if there were 3 years between when you started eating this stuff and ended up, and then only after 3 years you found out it was kodshim, manchem and stuff from Zemzeh, they all add up. And if you have a shomer pruta, you're chayev. Tamalom timo mal riba. Svamai Hakiparayom Kippurim. You have Yom Kippurim in between several times to break it up. So Amri Kimachapir Makipurim Ali Surah Mamonalo Machapir. Answer number one is Yom Kippur is only Machapir for Isurim. Me'ilah is also Mamon. You're stealing from the Mikdash. Yom Kippur is only Machapir if you had a full shear. I'll pogged a shear on Machapir. For half a shear, it's not Machapir. You only had half part. And here Rish Lakish takes a page from what Rabbi Zera said. Here's what Rabbi said. Yidiot Safik Machakot Lachataot. Chamar in Yidiot Safik Machakot Lachataot. He takes the position of Rava. That's not true. This is what the situation was with the Mi'ilah. Just like if you had Yidiyat Vadai, you'd bring a Chatat. That's exactly what Rava said. So if you had Yidiyat Safik, you'd bring a Hashem Talui for each one. But if at the end of this process you found out they were all Chalev, you'd still only bring one. Now, Bishnu Rabbi Yochanan, I know Katalu Hashem Chatat. According to Yochanan, we understand why we said Kishem, and Chatat was the model, and Hashem then builds from that. Shlokesh Chatat Be'ashami Ba'ilai. According to Rish Lakish, we should say that just like for an Hashem, so with a Chatat. Same as Kashi, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish. And we have a contradiction within Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Why? The Tanya, Shnei Shvilin, a famous case. There's two paths. Achad Tameh v'chad Tahor. One of them, there's dead bodies on, the other one's Tahor. Halach Marishon, he walked on the one path, and doesn't know, which is which. V'lo Nichnas, didn't go into the Mikdash. B'sheni v'nichnas, then he went on the other path, and then he went to the Mikdash. Chayav, he's Chayav for Biat Mikdash, because one way or the other, he's Tameh. Halach Marishon v'nichnas, if he went just through the first one and went into the Mikdash, and then he did Hazar and made Chatat and everything. And then he went in with the second one and went in. Then Chayav, because either way either the Hazah was too late or else the Hazah was meaningless. Rabbi Shimon poter bezu. Rabbi Shimon says in that case you're patur. Rabbi Shimon Yudah poter bechulam. Rabbi Shimon. He says Rabbi Shimon patured all of them. Even the first case where you walked on one, then you walked on the other one, you're to Mikdash. How could that be? So I'm a Rava, and we're still trying to get to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish contradicting themselves. What's the case? When you first walked on the first path, when you went on the second one, you forgot you walked on the first one. So this is a machloka. Having some awareness is enough to be called awareness. And therefore, you're chayav bechatat when you walked in, because you're aware you walked on the second path. Shimon Savar mitzat yidalav ki diadami. You have to know the whole thing that be yodea, and therefore, you don't chayav bechatat because you're at the time, you weren't even aware of what you had gone on the other. Okay. Amari, lach mishon rachas vizavatavav, alach mishon rachas chayav. So you walked on the first one, went into the mikdash, then did hazah and tefillah, and then you walked on the second one, you're chayav. Amai chayav. You didn't have an awareness, according to what we said. This is what Rabbi Shmuel, we last saw in Shavuot, saying you don't need Yediyah beforehand to be chayiv for Tumat Mikdash. You could even say it's Rabbanan. Here we say that Safek Yediyah, meaning awareness that there's a Safek, is like full awareness. Now, so that's why we have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. We assume that Rabbi Yochanan meant, in every case, they made Safik Yediyah Liyediyah. So, like Yediyah, Kashi Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan is the author of the position who says that Ein Yediyot Safik Machakot. So, Rish Lakish, who did not adopt that position, and said rather the author is Rabbi Shmuel and it's not Rabbanan, seemed to take the position that Yediyot Machakot. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Lokasha. The answer is we're not reading Rabbi Yochanan correctly. Kanasu, he said, Kanasu Safek Yediyah, B'chol HaTorah Kula Lo. And that it's only in a case like Tumat Mikdash where we make Safek Yediyah like Yediyah. But everywhere else we don't make that. You have to have full awareness. My Tama. Okay, Tumaktiv, and the concept of Tumat says, V'na'alam Menavuhu Tameh. Meaning, even when you're not aware of it, you're Tameh. Yediyah Di'itba Nami Safek Chai Chayiv Kwa. You have to become aware of the chata to be chayiv. Rish Lakish is the problem. Why does he say that that Mishnah is Rabbi, that bright is Rabbi Shmuel? Let him just say it's Rabbi the way that he developed Rabbi. to Rabbi Shmuel, Namilo Bayidia Vatchila. So Hakamashlon, Rabbi Shmuel, Namilo Bayidia Tchila. So he's teaching us by that that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi have that same position. So Hamat Nitinhi? That's our Mishnah. Now Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Vnei Lami Merit, Mishnah Shvuot, Shtei Pamim, Lachay Val Halam Tuma, Val Halam Mikdash. So he starts, Hak the Meina, Mikra, Leitle, Migamor, Itle. I might have thought that Rabbi Shmuel only has that from a tradition, but not from the text. So Kamash Bon, that's why Rish Lakish says that it's Rabbi Shmuel who else, that he also has it from a text. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with the final podcast on Perek Revi'i. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.